Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Looking at this latest move from the Trump administration, how is China likely to react?
Well, China's indicated that it's going to respond in kind. And my suspicion is that it will endeavour to choose targets, as it has in the past, that will be most punishing, perhaps, to President Trump's support base. On the previous occasion, China's responded by putting tariffs on agricultural products, essentially, principally, and much of those people or those businesses that are likely to be affected represent a significant part of Trump's support base.
The old Midwestern food belt, such as it were.
That's right, yes.
I mean, these are huge amounts of money we seem to be talking about every time we talk about tariffs imposed on this amount of goods, tariffs imposed on that. $200 billion worth of goods. How long can something like this go on before the two countries start really knocking down their own economies because there's just no further to go?
Yeah, I think you've raised a very important point. And there's an enormous amount of uncertainty about how this whole business will pan out. And the extent to which it might further escalate, it's most unclear. But not only is it unclear about the impact that this is going to have on U.S.-China trade relations, but also there's problems in the trade relations between America and its major allies. There are trade disputes between the U.S. and Canada, trade disputes between the U.S. and the European Union or the European community. Australia really hasn't been much affected at this stage. But so the broader approach that the Trump administration is taking seems to be somewhat sort of contradictory in that it's not to the extent that it's being targeted also towards traditional allies.
I mean, it does make a great deal of sense, as you kind of point out there, for the U.S. and China to go against one another. China's rising economic power has been a huge threat to U.S. interests for the very least the past decade or so. But yet you see this aggressive approach, this incredibly aggressive approach taken out against allies as well as potential enemies. Is there, can you see as sort of an economist any sort of method to this madness?
Well, I can understand to some extent why there has been concern about China's strategy for developing its economy, because, say, between or during the 1980s and the early 1990s, there was a truly massive depreciation of the Chinese currency, Chinese yuan. Over that period, the currency depreciated. That's a 15-year period. It depreciated by about 80%. So what it meant was that Chinese goods coming into countries like Australia, America, and Europe became enormously more competitive, or essentially much more cheaper. And so the demand for Chinese goods increased substantially. And domestic producers were severely disadvantaged. So after that period from between 1980 roughly and 1995, the exchange rate was fixed. The Chinese currency was fixed. for about 10 years at a relatively low rate so as to sustain that competitive advantage. And so all countries essentially wore that because it was a way of bringing China, or assisting China in its development, but also bringing it into the broader community after the many years of isolation associated with the Mao regime. In a sense, the way I see it, that there's a little bit of a delayed reaction to all of those policies that occurred many years ago. Because since over the last 10 or 15 years, China's exchange rate policy has been somewhat more flexible, and its currency has actually, over this time frame, this more recent time frame, its currency has generally appreciated, although just recently it's depreciated again a little bit. So its exchange rate policy has been somewhat more reasonable. So there's been a delayed at least on the part of Donald Trump, there's been a delayed reaction to this past history. And, it's somewhat counterproductive, I think, in that it's gone, all of that. You have to deal with the way things are currently. And I guess from his point of view, he considers that he's doing this by putting tariffs on principally goods of not only China, but also traditional staunch allies.
It would have to be a hell of an approach. It's an interesting approach for sure. We'll have to leave it there, Len, but thank you very much. Yes. Really do appreciate your time.